Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is Stone People, Trusting the Truth. I'm looking forward to digging in, but first, a few housekeeping details. This show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays and Tuesdays, as well as on other affiliates. You can also download past shows at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes. I invite you to please like my Facebook page, Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. You can also contact me by email at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com or via my website, blisshealingarts.com. The Dream Vision 7 Network has over 1.2 million listeners in more than 135 countries. We've got lots of great shows with new hosts joining all the time, so I invite you to explore the network and have a listen. Our last show was called Sweat Lodge, Moving Energy. And in that show, I described what is a Native American sweat lodge, but then really devoted most of the hour to sort of the metaphor related to sweat lodges and preparing for new adventures and a need for change. And in that preparation, using a sweat lodge to purify the old. And that kind of purification can help you find the courage to confront any habits that might be undermining your welfare, and then from there, being able to call on the medicine, the healing, the teachings that will assist us in removing any blockages to our path. An interesting show it certainly was. I think we're going to pick up on some of the themes as we go through the rest of the hour. Our topic again tonight is Stone People, Trusting the Truth. When you think about the stone people, they're exactly that. All of the rocks that comprise the earth are considered a Native American life and tradition to be the keepers of all knowledge, the record holders of Mother Earth. They have everything that has ever happened recorded in them. And in that, because of that, they have all sorts of knowledge and wisdom that we can tap into. They also take on, as part of their service, holding energy for the earth. They have tremendous electromagnetic abilities and vibrational qualities that serve many of us well in healing work. A lot of alternative practitioners use colored stones, right, crystals in their healing work because of the different vibrations that they offer and those vibrations corresponding to different qualities and ways to heal people. You may find, if you're ever at a crystal sale, for instance, many of you may have experienced this, where you're looking at different stones and the ones that are meant to come, you know, go home with you just kind of pop out at you. From the table or display. I know that happens to me all the time. Far too many seem to want to go home with me. And each of those crystals or stone people then will have a lesson for you. So it can be a really valuable experience to sit with, you know, post-sale, if that happens to be a thing, or a rock that you find out on a walk to sit with it and get still and figure out what lesson is trying to be transmitted to you. How is the earth kind of taking a little piece of itself and offering it to you? I actually have a client who was out on a walk, and she came upon this stone that just so very much looked like a skull to her, and she had been very much into skulls and the crystal skull stuff and learning more about that, and so she decided to take that skull with her for a while, and then something about it made her feel like she needed to return it back to where she got it. So she did that, and then shortly after that, she felt the urge that she needed to go get it again. And this was sort of on the heels of my letting people know that we were saying goodbye to one of our regulars in one of our groups. And if you had something that you wanted to bring to include in the send-off in the medicine bundle we were preparing, that people were welcome to do that. So she, you know, emailed me and said, I'm going to be a couple minutes late. I didn't realize why, but it was because she needed to go back and get that stone. It had been really calling to her. And she found it. And by then, for some reason, it had transformed to looking not like a skull anymore, but a lion. And it was pretty interesting when she came to class and shared it with all of us and then gave it to someone else in the group to take on her new journey. So really trusting those kinds of things can be pretty important for reasons that we don't always understand initially, at least. So this idea of trusting the truth feels like it's been pretty present lately. Last week at this time when I was doing some work in my office, I found out that Wayne Dyer had passed away. And so this, for people who are in this world, it's hard not to feel affected by his crossing over. It was something that was pretty unexpected and has impacted a lot of people pretty significantly. And so for me, it has resulted in my really kind of jumping back into a lot of his books, his lectures, his movies, just really revisiting some of his greatest teachings. And one of those teachings was about the Tao, living the Tao. He had a book called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. This was a number of years ago. And it just so happened that, I don't know, about a week before he passed, I was in a bookstore that I'd never been in before, but I just knew I needed to go that day. And wouldn't you know it, I found that book, another a video of, or DVD, sorry, of some lecture of his, and then also some audio of a day-long lecture about the Tao. And it has just become my new best friend. The interesting thing about the Tao Te Ching, it was written 2,500 years ago, 500 years before Christ. And Tao means the way. And so there are 81 verses. And in the book that Wayne Dyer wrote, he decided he was going to take an entire year to go through each of the 81 verses and really devote himself to understanding what each verse was trying to communicate, what Lao Tzu, the one who wrote the Tao Te Ching, was trying to say. And so I think he had about 4 days to spend on each verse. And so he would read all different translations of the work, and then he would meditate on it. He would try to practice what was being taught about, and then he would write a chapter on it. So he has this book that has, you know, 81 different chapters, one for each verse. And the interesting thing about it is that it's very hard to grasp what Lao Tzu was talking about in the Tao Te Ching, because he says things that feel like they're like polar opposites of each other. So things like not doing anything, but, you know, do nothing and nothing will be left undone. So that idea of really not getting in the way of the Tao, which sort of allows everything to happen. One of the biggest examples that he uses when he's trying to teach about it is about when a person is being formed in the womb. They're not really doing anything. They're being done, right? They're being created. They're 9 months of creation happening. in the way that it should, and it's creation of a little person without any interference by that person. And that's sort of the concept that he tries to teach when he, was and is encouraging people to embrace the Tao and, do nothing and nothing will be left undone. And I think, as I sat for a good part of the week, meditating on this, driving anywhere I was driving, listening to things he was saying and saying, well, what does that mean? So much of us are so used to doing, I got to do, I'm inspired and passionate, which means I want to do stuff. I have to act on this inspiration and get going, and, time is a wasting. And what he explains is that it's not that you don't do anything, but you're not really the sort of the driver of the doing. You're letting yourself be done. So you're letting inspiration take you where it's supposed to take you, versus sort of trying to come up with all of the actions yourself. Like, we almost get in the way of the Tao and things happening the way that they're supposed to happen. So last weekend, just to give a few examples of the Tao and I think how it might be operating in my life or things that it's trying to teach me, I was sitting on the patio having some coffee. I was talking to my boyfriend, and I said, Kurt, I think I need to go over to, one of the trails in the woods near the house, because I keep getting this feeling that there's an owl feather waiting for me. And, these things are really important to me and, my tradition that I follow, and as, a minister in that tradition. And so I said, I'm just going to go and check it out to see if something is there. I feel like I can't ignore it because I keep getting that thought. And so I walk over to the trail and I start to go up into the woods, and there are these two rocks that are kind of flat and you have to go in between them to go up into the trail. And just as I'm approaching the rock, what do I see laying on the one on the left side? Was an owl feather. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. And I think to me what these experiences do, and probably for anyone who has these kinds of coincidences or synchronicities or messages that they follow up on, is that it provides a level of confirmation that then makes it easier for us to trust the next time we get a message and to act on that next little bit of inspiration or intuition that we get. So, not to be daunted, I passed through the rocks and went up the trail a little bit more to say, okay, is there anything else here for me? And I had the thought, well, gee, it would be really interesting if I found or came upon a woodpecker feather. Woodpeckers represent, abundance and prosperity and things of that nature, and who doesn't want that to come into their lives? So, I went up the hill a little bit further, didn't see anything right away. So go up to the top, then I come back, and what do I see laying, in the path in front of me? A woodpecker feather. And so, for people who don't sort of get into this kind of stuff, it may seem silly, but for those of us who are really working hard to stay in connection with spirit, to sort of let ourselves be done, as the Tao talks about, these are, pretty important instances that show us that there is a way to live in trust and a way to sort of look inside at what's true for us, that idea of trusting the truth, and then acting out of what feels true, or acting out of, how we feel we are being moved to act. I'm taking an online course right now. I just signed up for it, and I was listening to the playback today, and it's a course about how to really work and act out of really true alignment with what you're passionate about, what you feel like you're here to do, just not doing anything that doesn't feel like it's in integrity for you. And, I was listening to the teacher speak about this for herself, and she decided she was going to take a month of just doing things that felt like they were in integrity, that they were truly aligned. And not in a way that is, you know, selfish, but in a way that really, like, helps you to be super aware of what's going on for you from moment to moment. And so she gave some examples of when she had committed to doing things, and then when she got into them, she, like, instantly realized, like, no, this is not what I want to be doing. And she went through this whole internal struggle of, oh, well, I committed to this, and what are people going to think if I, you know, shift now? But she had this commitment that she was going to really stay in alignment in what felt integral to her, and was able to, you know, make a different choice. And things were fine, and people were understanding. But I just thought it was interesting, because so many of us get stuck in not really, you know, knowing what's true, but not being able to trust it enough, to trust that it's coming from source energy, to act on it. And that, I think, is an unfortunate thing, a common thing, one that, you know, we all struggle with. I struggle with it tremendously. I often know what I'm supposed to be doing and then say, okay, I'm going to do it. And then it's so hard for me to take the steps I need to take to actually operationalize some of these changes I need to make. Okay, so I offer that for your consideration of how that might be true for you. Interesting thing. Well, how do we know what's true for us? And, you know, we're actually getting communication from our body all the time that helps us to know sort of how we're feeling and what's true for us. I know for me what happens is that, like, if I say yes to something that I absolutely do not want to do, what immediately happens is that I feel like my third chakra area, so that's sort of your solar plexus, just, like, opens up in this huge gush of energy, just seems to, like, leak out of me. And I realize, whoops, I shouldn't have said yes to that. Is there a way that I can change it? Or I try to catch it sooner before I say yes. I try to, like, say, oh, let me get back to you on that, so that I can really check in with myself to see, you know, how do I feel about that? Is it something that I really need, should be saying yes to? When I say yes to work that I don't want to do, so the first thing was, you know, saying yes to something that another person asked me to do, but if it's work, then I feel like there's a brick on my eyebrows pressing my eyelids closed, and I just want to go to sleep, and it takes all sorts of effort for me to be able to act on what I had committed to do. So clearly out of alignment with my integrity, with what's true for me, and those are two really important signals that I have. So an important thing for you all to do is to figure out, well, what are the signs that you get? Where do you feel it in your body when you're not sort of in alignment with your purpose, or, you know, with the way that you're supposed to be living your life, with the calling that you're feeling? On the flip side of that, when I do feel like I am fully aligned, or I'm giving information to people that feels like it's very spirit-led, or saying something that, you know, just is true, have truth around it, I will usually get tingles in my arms, some kind of goosebumps. Usually I'm on my right arm more than the left, and that's my signal now. Okay, that's something I need to pay attention to. So what are the signs that you get, both for the, you know, the positive things, like the confirmations, like, yes, go ahead with that, and then also for the things that, you know, your body and soul are trying to say, no, you know, don't go any closer to that. It's really not for your highest and best. It's interesting, thinking about this whole Tao Te Ching and doing nothing and nothing is left undone, and that concept. I was trying to think in my life, where is there a place in my life that happens? Is there one? And what I thought about actually was this radio show and the way that the show gets pulled together. I've talked about it in prior shows, but I'll explain for folks who may be tuning in for the first time. Whenever I go to pull together materials for a show, I use my Native American Sacred Path card deck. It's a deck that I've been using for, I don't know, 20 years now. And I usually pick a card, and that helps me come up with the theme. So for tonight's show, for instance, I pick Stone People, that card. And then I go, I douse. And for me, my dowsing tool of choice is a pendulum. And after getting into sacred space and smudging, calling in my guides, I ask through the pendulum, what books or source material do I need to use for the show that I'm about to pull together? And then I just go around my library. I have hundreds and hundreds of books. And I ask, is it, you know, on this bookshelf, this side of the shelf, that side of the shelf? And I come up with all the books. Tonight it was something like 8 or 10. And I ask, which segment of the show does it need to go into? What chapter do I need to look like? And I do all of that with a pendulum. And I don't verify and say, oh, does that make sense with the topic? I just get out of the way and I let it be done through me rather than trying to, you know, force it or control it. And interestingly, tonight, things were like coming together but also not coming together at the same time. And I thought, how, you know, what's going to happen? And as I was finishing up my preparations, I realized that even with this preparing, that I needed to still do nothing and trust that nothing will be left undone. And so what I have talked about for this first 25 minutes or so of tonight's show has very little to do with a lot of the material that I pulled together to talk about. So I think that's interesting. I had a feeling it might go in that direction. And it's just one more example for me where I can trust what Spirit wants to have moved through me. So on that note, we are ready to go to a break. In a few minutes, we'll be back, but I'll let Alex take us to break, and I'll talk to y'all in a few. Hope you'll stay tuned.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Living your values? Looking for companions on the path? With wisdom, humor, and compassion, artist Sarah Jepson-Zitter answers many of the questions we have about living a spiritually grounded life. Check out her stunning graphic novels and designs on cards, mugs, and other cool gifts at gnomestedding.com. That's gnomestedding.com. Or call Sarah at 978-897-6239 for more information.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Involved in a divorce or custody dispute? Time to finally get your will and health care proxy in place. Need help getting special education services for your child with a disability? For these and other legal issues, the attorneys at Levine Pirro Law can help. We provide all our Massachusetts clients with compassionate, affordable, quality legal representation. Contact us for a free consultation at 978-637-2048. That's 978-637-2048. Or visit Levine Pirro Law.
Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to the Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is Stone People Trusting the Truth. And I have been delving a little bit into the Tao Te Ching in honor of Wayne Dyer, who passed away about a week ago. And he wrote a book called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, that I have jumped back into since his passing. And we talked at length about one of the verses in the Tao Te Ching, which was written about 2,500 years ago by Lao Tzu. And that was this idea of do nothing and nothing will be left undone. And, you know, how do we get our minds around that concept? Because we are in a society that is so driven and goal-oriented and task-oriented that we get caught up in this notion of getting things done, even if they're not the right things. I was thinking about this for myself. I will often spend so much time trying to get little, like, inconsequential tasks done and out of the way so that I can focus on the, you know, the important stuff. And there are many days where I never get that stuff out of the way to focus on the important stuff. Stephen Covey talks about that, or talked about it, rest in peace, in terms of, you know, putting your big rocks in, you know, in the jar first, you know, the things that are most important to you, because otherwise you can just get consumed by all the little tiny rocks and, you know, nuisances and things that really are not so important to do. I think email is a great example of that. If you're someone who is bombarded by emails, or, you know, your news feed on Facebook is another example that we can just get sort of pulled into that major time suck. As wonderful as it is in many respects. And then all of a sudden, you know, we don't have time for the things that are really important. Another thing that Wayne taught a lot about was this, around this concept of being flexible. And I think that's an important thing to think about in conjunction with this idea of trusting the truth and what is true for us. Because if we feel like we have landed on what's true for us, and we want to act from that truth, then there's a way that, if we're not careful, that can have us kind of slide into rigidity. We get, you know, into this inflexible, intractable position because it's the truth as we know it. We see that, I think, in some of the people who work in government offices right now who are refusing to give out, you know, marriage licenses, and they're just really heels in, stuck in a way of thinking that is really not flexible. And it can be really a dangerous thing for us to not be flexible and not be willing to let new ideas and new learnings that we have, new experiences that we're exposed to, allow those things to change us and to let us see things in a new way, to develop sort of a new truth. What the Tao Te Ching says about this is that, you know, the hard and stiff will be broken, the soft and supple will prevail. So it's that idea of really being willing to open our minds and hearts to what lies outside our current knowledge. I think that can be really true in terms of health and healing, too, as someone who has an, you know, alternative and complementary healing practice. I always try to convey to people that we don't know what's possible in healing. There's always hope. There are always things we can do. Just because we're not told what those things are by Western medicine or people who follow more traditional, conventional thoughts about how diseases need to be treated, it doesn't mean that they, you know, have the final answer on these things. Especially when you see, you know, whistleblowers and editors of medical journals coming forward and saying, you know, a lot of these studies that we're publishing in these big journals, they're inaccurate, they're false, they were, you know, deliberately messed around with. So we really need, and even in these cases of, you know, getting a, you know, diagnosis of cancer and thinking, oh, our life is over, versus, okay, I've got this experience now before me, and how am I going to live with it and handle it and move through it and not try to over-control it and, you know, look within and trust what my body needs. Take the time to really even communicate with ourselves internally to create, you know, raise our awareness about what we need and what we want to do, what is true for us, versus, you know, what we should do, what we're being pressured to do. These things are really important. I think the same is true if we look at the goals we have for our lives, if we look at, you know, the job circumstances that we're in and, you know, what's true for us there and where does the fear kind of come in and prevent us from being able to trust what we know to be true for ourselves and for our lives and how we want to be living it, and yet we kind of can't seem to make a change. Been there plenty of times in some ways. I'm going through some similar things now. So really that idea of being flexible, being willing to look at things with new eyes, learn from new experiences. Flexibility is life-affirming. Rigidity, Wayne Dyer says, is death. So I offer that for your consideration. There's this great book that I think kind of relates to what we've been talking about, and it's by Peter Block. I've talked about it before, but it's called The Answer to How is Yes, and the subtitle is Acting on What Matters. And so he said that in his work as a consultant and organizational consultant, he found that the question that people asked him more than anything else was how. Well, how do I do that? Well, how do I do that? How is that supposed to get done? How can we ever make that work? It was always how. And so this book is all about how stifling asking that question can be. And instead, if you say yes to things rather than saying how to things, that's a very sort of Tao Te Ching kind of thing to do, right? You don't have to control it all and figure it all out. You know, do nothing and nothing will be left undone is the same idea as the answer to how is yes. Like, surrender to something, enroll in something, say yes to something, and the answers are going to emerge, and the way will be shown to you. And I just find that to be challenging on the one hand. Like, well, what do you mean I'm not supposed to do? and also kind of reassuring, like, okay, you know, I don't have to be in control of this entire thing. I've got help. There's a way that this is supposed to go that is for my highest and best, that is connected in with infinite abundance and prosperity, that has a solution already figured out versus, you know, what my little brain is able to handle. What he says, too, is that there are three, this is Peter Block now, not Wayne Dyer, three qualities that we need to kind of cultivate in ourselves to be able to act on things that matter, or allow sort of what matters to emerge. Those qualities are idealism, intimacy, and depth. So let's look at each of those quickly. When we think about idealism, we think about sort of pursuing the way it should be. That's what how he talks about it. But idealism, being idealistic, I mean, that's often seen as a negative in people, right? We kind of sometimes criticize people. Oh, they're too idealistic. They're not operating in the real world, or it's, you know, just too impractical. But if you really can cultivate a sense of idealism about the way things should be, and strive for that, or even just allow, forget about the striving, but allowing that to be a way and an energy and a higher vibration than what currently exists in reality is actually quite a positive. And then the other two quickly are intimacy, really being able to sustain our humanity, to really be immersed in feelings and connection in a world that is doing everything it can to become automated. And then finally, that third quality, depth. We really need to be able to go deeper into ourselves and become more reflective so that we can understand what we most care about. So I offer you all of that for your consideration, and we will come back in a few minutes to wrap things up. I will let Alex take us to break. Talk to you in a few.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Harvard holistic psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Dr. Judy Tsafrir offers empowering astrology and tarot readings that provide insight and guidance regarding love, work, and higher purpose. For more information, call 617-965-3020 or visit bostonastrologer.com or bostontarot.com. Readings are available via phone, Skype, and in person in Newton Center, Massachusetts.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is Stone People, Trusting the Truth. We've spent the first two segments discussing some of the Tao Te Ching and Wayne Dyer's great teachings around it. And I just thought during the break of another example of how I was going to be practicing the idea of the Tao does nothing yet leaves nothing undone, and how we let ourselves be done, I decided to do a Couch to 5K. So some background for you all is that my sisters and I, after my father died in 2007 from pancreatic cancer, decided to start a foundation in his memory. He was a public servant his whole life, a man of high integrity and, you know, and service. And so we wanted to kind of continue that legacy. And so one of the fundraisers and awareness events that we hold every year in Goshen, New York, is this 5K Rock and Run, we call it. And you know, I'm always very busy with my sisters running, and brother-in-law, Elisha, running the event, that I can't actually run the event. And so, you know, there's kind of a little bit of an excuse embedded in there. And I decided, you know, this year, even if I have to do it a couple days before, because there are too many responsibilities the day of, I am going to run the 5K. Now, what you should know about me is that I am in no way a runner. Just never liked to run, never good at running, feel like I'm not designed for running. But I thought, you know what, I've walked on hot coals, I've done a vision quest in the middle of nowhere, faced those kinds of fears. I can face the fear of, you know, that comes up in me when I think about running this 5K. And some of my approach is actually coming from the Tao and this great wisdom that the Tao does nothing, yet leaves nothing undone. And I thought what I would do, certainly I have my Couch to 5K app going, but I am going to let the race be run sort of through me. I'm not going to run the race. The race is going to run me. And, you know, I had my first experience yesterday out on the track doing my little intervals, and I really kept getting into that space of the Tao and trying to get into flow and connecting with source energy and saying, I'm not doing anything, it is doing me. And I was able to get through and actually have comfort in most of my body, except maybe from the knees down. But the rest of me got into this comfortable space, and I thought, you know, there really is something to this. So I'm going to keep sort of being aware of the Tao and being done as I continue preparing for this race. It's on October 24th, and you can find out more about it at www.FJRFoundation.org. The other thing we're doing with this race is a Who Will You Run For campaign. And this was actually, I think, the brainchild of my sister Amy and or her husband Elisha, and they thought, you know, what can we do to kind of bring more awareness to all of the amazing people that exist in the world or did exist, but who had a cancer diagnosis that they're either living with or passed away from, and how can we honor them and stay connected to them? It's one of the reasons we have the foundation to begin with, to really be able to stay connected to our own dad. And so we have this Who Will You Run For campaign where people can dedicate their run to a loved one that they have. And so what we've been able to do for folks is they will submit a picture of a loved one who's either passed away or has cancer currently, and we create a 2-foot by 3-foot, so fairly large sign that we then put along the race course. And it's a way for, you know, runners and walkers to see, you know, face after face of these just beautiful human beings who, you know, got hit with a big challenge in their lives. And so it's a way to kind of inspire, to help people kind of recommit to their own wellness, and to, you know, also help people keep things in their lives sort of in the proper perspective. Say, okay, you know, I'm going to honor this person's memory. I'm going to let this race run me and make it to the end because of, you know, what these folks went through. And, you know, this is something that did not exist a few years ago and kind of has come through all of us at the FJR Foundation, and is really kind of a tribute to this idea of, you know, anything that exists in the world had to exist first inside someone's mind and heart. And really, I think, comes from what is true for each of us. And when we can tap into that truth and then sort of allow ourselves to move forward towards what's true for the life that we want, for the ways that we want to serve, and really show up to that, you know, let ourselves be done. We get an inspiration and we act on it. And that's what we did with the foundation and with all of the events that we've held so far. And so I just, you know, encourage you all to think about, you know, what is that for you? What are you doing, or what would you like to do to serve, or, you know, to change your life in a way that feels more powerful and more in alignment with, you know, who you are today, not who you were, who you were yesterday? You know, what would that look like? And, you know, not going right to, well, how would I do that? How would I do that? And letting all of the trauma and triggers kind of overtake you, but just saying yes to that, saying, you know, I'm willing to do things a different way. I'm willing to move forward just one step at a time, not knowing how I'm going to figure it out. Part of my current vision is to create a retreat center that's actually an animal sanctuary in memory of my dog, Charlie, who was a puppy mill rescue. And I kind of want this place to be a healing sanctuary for animals and their people, and have all sorts of different things available for folks to kind of restore themselves, to have access to different kinds of healing treatments, to really help animals who maybe have, you know, just had a horrible set of circumstances, and be able to help them heal, give them the space to do that, and then bridge the two worlds. And I have a name for it. I have a vision for it. I don't have the funding for it, yet I'm out there looking at land and buildings and farms and saying, this is going to happen. I'm letting it be done. I am allowing it. I don't know the how, but I am saying yes to it. And we'll see what happens. Something really positive is going to come out of all of this, and I'm just going to stay aligned with that. And so, you know, again, I say, well, what is that for you? And how can you, there's that word how, but can you say yes to it without knowing the how? And then see what shows up. Can you let yourself be done? Can you be flexible? And maybe look at the beliefs you have that kind of come from a more rigid place and say, you know what, how can I let new information shift the way that I see the world? How can I let new experiences shift the way I move through the world and shift the things that I believe are possible for me? There's many of us who lead spiritual lives or, you know, just regular lives who think, you know, things are possible for other people, but they're not really for me. I believe in, you know, and want to support other people to have their dreams come true, but I don't really think that applies to me deep down inside. And, you know, are you willing to have things be different? You don't have to know how, but can you be willing? Can you trust what's true for you? Can you trust what's true for you? So those are some of the things that I've been contemplating since Wayne Dyer's passing. That, oh, and the fact that he did not have a trace of leukemia in his body after having been diagnosed with it several years ago. I think a lot of people thought that that was how he died or why he died, but the coroner said it was a heart attack or something of that nature and not from his cancer. So again, that sort of really speaks to what's possible in terms of healing. No incurable diseases. We just have to find the way, right? All right, so I offer all of that for your consideration tonight. A couple of Rumi poems wanted to be shared. The first is, I said I will lift from your hand like a pigeon. You said it will be my love that opens your wings. I said, totally humble, like a dog, I'll lay down by your feet. Such glory for you, you said. Again, that reminded me so much of the Tao Te Ching and the verses where Lao Tzu kind of has these, you know, the last shall be first and the first shall be last kinds of examples through all the different verses. And just being able to be in that space, like, you know, servant leader, you know, that kind of thing. I thought about that Friday night when I was at the Theosophical Society. We had a ceremony there, and a ritual related to sort of creating some new intentions for our organization. And I'm the president of the society right now. And I thought, you know what? What would it feel like to really reinforce for myself that idea of servant leadership, and how would I sort of move about during the evening in that way? So I kind of liked experimenting with that. All right, so just some upcoming things, or if you don't know much about my work, I'm very much interested in Native American healing and spirituality. I often teach lots of things of that nature, and I'm also very involved in the emotional roots of disease. If either of those things resonate with you, I encourage you to be in touch at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. I thank you very much for listening. My next show is on October 11th, 2015, when my topic is Vision Quest, being part of the divine plan. Remember, tonight's show will air Monday and Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. at dreamvision7radio.com. Until next time, I wish you all moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.